sometimes you disassociate when you're in the costume all day and everything hurts and you're just like, I gotta take this picture with this person. Okay, happy, happy, happy. All right, yay. And it's not like we hate it, right? It's really fun. It's just sometimes you gotta just like shut down a little bit because you're uncomfortable. You're wearing shoes and a wig and it hurts, right? So it's not that I don't want to take the photos, because I do want to take the photos.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! I don't know if you've noticed, but my outfit has changed. So for those of you listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, you might want to go check out the YouTube because I look extra helpful today. But joining me in the producer chair today is Gambi!
Oh, you know how long I've been waiting for this?
Yeah! Woo!
But I put on. Make a name for myself.
We're doing a exciting cosplay episode today, so I thought we should all dress up and wear something kind of fun, different, something I haven't worn in a little bit. I mean, it's been since January for me. What about you?
It's been a while. This is new, so I just did the wig and getting ready for San Diego Comic-Con, so
yeah,
a lot of whole new things.
Yeah. And of course, there can't be a Nurse Joy without an Officer Jenny. So we brought back Ashlyn Day.
Hello. I'm back.
Thanks.
You can't get rid of me.
Never. We would never want to get rid of you. You're so helpful and so delightful.
Oh, thanks. I try.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming and coming fully dressed.
Thank you for inviting me. I always love a good opportunity to dress up, you know?
Yeah, and to talk. It's always good to like yap a little bit.
Chit chat.
Yeah, and I feel like it's been a minute since we've done a Delulu episode that's like centered around cosplay. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to leave it open between us three to just like talk about what cosplay Delulus do we have running in our heads lately. And I don't really have a good one right now, to be honest. So if either of you two, well, you know what? Let's let our guests go fast.
Oh, okay. Well, what Delulu do I have today for cosplay? Well, I have a really fun story that happened to me last year that it was really sweet. So my like one of my biggest Delulus is that I think sometimes that my costumes actually like matter to people.
Oh, no, what do you mean?
And sometimes that's true and sometimes it's not. But once last year, while I was guesting at a convention, I wasn't even wearing this cosplay, but I was sitting at my table and I was, you know, hanging out, doing my booth thing, signing prints in a completely different cosplay, and my cosplay pop-up banner is Vampirella. Mm-hmm. And the partner to the woman who designed her outfit was actually also a guest there. He's a writer for one of the comic books. Oh. And he was also a writer on that Vampirella like comic book for years, and he passed by my booth and saw my banner and me in my little like whole Vampirella getup. He was like, wait, is that you? And I was like, yeah, it's me. And he was like, my partner designed that costume and she would have loved to have seen you in it. It looks so true to her idea. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Thank you so much. Like, what? And so I in that interaction, I was like, ooh, like, you know, that was very sweet. And then at the end of the day, I went and like Googled his name and I was like, oh, like he's a writer. Cause I didn't know at the time. He was just like a person who passed by.
Right. Right.
Right. So I Googled him and I was like, oh my gosh, like that's so sweet. He's actually a guest there. Like I should go by his booth and get him to sign my comic. Cause I was also in Vampirella. I was on a cosplay cover. And I brought it over to him and he was just like, oh, thank you so much for coming over. I gave him a copy as well. Cause I was just like, I hope that it means something to you. And he was like, she would have been so honored to see you wearing that. You did her such justice. And I was like, oh God, I'm gonna cry. Cause she had just recently passed away that year.
Oh my gosh.
Like a couple months before that. So she just left this mortal coil. But it was so sweet and touching to know that like it meant something to him. So, that's my Delulu. Sometimes it means something to people, but sometimes people don't care, you know?
Yeah, it's such a strange bubble of, like, you think that, like, the little details and, like, we truly care about them. Like, we want the cosplay to look amazing. Like, we fell out of the comic book. Or sometimes we're in the mood where it's like, man, I'm just going to buy it off Amazon and slap it on and move on. Like, nobody's going to care. Oh, yeah. And we get kind of caught in that, like, humdrum phase of, like, no one's going to care. And the thing is that somewhere deep within the people that don't care, there is a group of people who really, truly really appreciate care. The small details. Mm-hmm. And I even encourage you to write that down somewhere, or like if you have like a memory journal or like just a note in your phone, and just like write that down. And when you feel like, you know, things aren't really going your way, or you're kind of in that headspace of like, oh, why am I putting in all these hours for things? Revisit it and make yourself feel good.
Yeah, that is a good idea. I should do that. It's really hard to, like, you know, keep your mind on the positive things when, like, there's so much negativity out there. Yeah. You know?
Especially because, like, you open up your feed and you post something and that's where it instantly is, you know? Yeah. It's like, oh, look, everyone's commenting how great I look. And there's three people down at the bottom that say I suck. Cool.
And with that costume specifically, like, I know that you know because you also wear it. Yeah. A lot of people just think that you're just, you know, showing off for attention and, like, don't actually care about the character or whatever. And it's like, both can be true. Like,
both,
you know,
facts can be true at the same time.
I, like, don't mind, like, being like, here I am. But I also, like, deeply care about the character. And it does impact people. And it's really nice to, like, get that, like, confirmation every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we, like, put a lot of money and thought process into our bodies, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it costs a lot to eat good and to, like, go to the gym and take care of yourself. Like, it truly is, the human body in its form is art. And, you know, if you got a problem with seeing a girl or a man walking around in something kind of skimpy, maybe we got to work on ourselves a little bit and feel better about ourselves. Because mean, what is it? Hurt people hurt people. And I believe that mean people have been mean too. They've been no wait mean people have had somebody be mean to them, so then they decide to be mean. It's a little bit longer of a phrase. Maybe I shouldn't put that on a sticker, but you get the point.
No, that would be a great sticker. It'd be like this long. It's perfect.
I mean, JP's sticker is very long, so and I still wear it on my chalice, you know, so stickers don't
have very good chalice there.
I know, right? You can get it at printify.com, hopefully at this point in the episodes. Delulu's a Slulu. We got a little gang over here riding in the canoe. Cute. And I put a sticker on it that says, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. It's a dumpster fire.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's like what life is all about.
Yeah, it truly is. So, yeah, grab yourself a chalice is what I'm calling it, but it's kind of a fake Stanley. You can get one. Slap some more stickers on it. It'll be really fun. But I'm trying to think if I have, like, any really uplifting cosplay stories right now. I mean, I did have somebody recently tell me, this is, like, pretty sad, though. Like, this really, like, got me in my feels. I'm trying to, like, not be emotional right now. But I posted something just, you know, going through a situation. And I am a firm believer that, like, when things aren't going well, I think it's okay to post it, because we tend to post only when things go really great. And I think that takes the human away from us a little bit. And people start to put us on pedestals and think that our life is great and glorious and nothing wrong ever happens. And spoiler alert, it's not true. And this person saw that I was going through a hard time, and they just took the time to write out a pretty long note saying, like, hey, I know you don't know me and I'm just like a stranger and we're just floating on, you know, a rock in space. But there was a point in my life where I wanted to end my life and things were not really going great. And I saw your content. You were wearing a fish head and doing some weird stuff. And it really made me laugh and smile. And then I started, like, watching some of your content where you talk about, like, purpose and you know, be a human and talk about those kinds of things. And he was like, and it really made me change my mindset on where I was in the moment, and I'm still here today. So thank you for making weird fish head content. And at the time I was like, oh my God, like, you know, you just, when people take the time to, it's not like thanking you or like, it's not like gratification on our end, but like talk to us like we're human. Mm-hmm. It's really refreshing.
Yeah, that's really sweet. Like, I've gotten messages like that before, and it's like always like, it's always when you need it the most too. It's always when, like, it's like the worst time in your life and you're just like, why am I doing any of this? Like, I might as well give up. And then somebody comes along and like, you impacted me in ways that, like, I can't even really, like, tell you, because you know, there's no way for me to describe it, but thank you.
Yeah.
And it's like always so sweet and touching that, like, we're able to bring that kind of thing to other people. You know, even if it's just through a silly little dance or a fish head or a dumb little outfit.
Yeah, or a giant, like, a little rubber band that we wear, you know, it's I don't know. There's a lot of times where I feel like I'm stuck in this like thirst trap bubble. And it's cool to see that like there are people out there that like they see the hard work we put into being people mm-hmm. and they see the hard work that we put in because we care. And
yeah,
it's cool to be reminded for us sometimes too. Yeah. So, you know, we impact you, you impact us. So
and we're really grateful for it.
Yeah. We love it. Yeah. Uh-oh, Cosmo. Do you got a good Cosmo story or a good cosplay one?
I do. I love Gambit. I've loved it since I was a kid. I love this character. And, you know, always wanted to cosplay him. Always been too afraid. Like, I always stick to cosplays that I can cover my face with a helmet, you know? Just because I'm like, I'm mixed. I'm not Caucasian. And I've seen a lot of great Gambits out there, but typically they're always Caucasian. And I'm like, well, he's a comic book character, whatever, crazy. But then TikTok happened, and I was just like, or the pandemic happened, and I decided I'm just going to do it. Why not? It's TikTok. I don't know these people. These people will never be in my area. I'll never see these people again, and I can just delete it if I get bad results. So, after my first or second video, I was getting messages from other black cosplayers. And it's like, I love Gambit so much, and I get so stuck of playing Blade or, like, you know, the Falcon or Bishop or something like that. It's like, I see you. He's like, I'm inspired. I was like, really? He's like, yeah. So then all of a sudden, everyone that I was following on TikTok that's an African-American cosplayer started cosplaying as Gambit. And they will have different hairstyles. They'll have dreads. They'll have afros, short hair, you know? They'll have the suit, the look, but it was just like they're doing their own version. They were so comfortable because they saw my video, and I was super nervous. And I still get nervous wearing this costume. Mm-hmm. And I get a lot of people saying, dude, that's awesome. It's the best one, blah, 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 this and that. And I get really intimidated to wear it in public. So I really haven't worn it at a con yet, really, except for like late night last year at one of the parties at San Diego Comic Con, but it's at night. No one can see me. Everyone's drunk, having a good time, but I'm trying to get out of my shell for that because it's despite other people. So, yeah, that made my day on TikTok. I was like, really? It's like, yeah, man. I just ordered the costume on Amazon right now, dude. It's gonna be awesome. I was like, sweet. So that made me happy. So that's my little cosplay moment.
That's so wholesome. Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's such a like fun, silly group of adults that grew up being nerds and like really loving their fandom and the stories. And it's really cool to hear that, like, even though sometimes there are people who are awful and say terrible things to us and do terrible things at conventions to us, it's nice to know that, like, you know, people are out there. We inspire them. They inspire us. And it's this is a good reminder as we're about to step into con season.
Yeah.
This is very refreshing. I feel like I needed this.
Yeah.
It's so sweet that you know, like, you were able to impact people by, like, basically giving them the permission that they were searching for to just do whatever they want because they are allowed to. Like, there's no rules in cosplay. It's for everyone. Exactly. So, like, you know, sometimes you just, like, need a little push from somebody to see that they could do it and nothing bad happened to them. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, that little bit of, like, permission from, like, the universe. Like, I can do it too. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice that you were able to give that to people.
It's really, really awesome. I love this character. It does. This character's helped me a lot with just, you know, just a lot of different types of personalities and self-esteem situations growing up in high school. So, yeah. I'm glad to turn the leaf and return the favor. So
pass the baton essentially. The baton, be like, hey, you can do it too, and inspire other people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aww. Sweet. Well, unfortunately, with this show, with the good, there usually is bad. Which I think is important. We started with the good. You know, we started with some good DeLus that are running rampant through our minds. Mm-hmm. But does anybody here have a not so great cosplay story, DeLulu?
I'm sure we all have one.
Anything recently or in the archives of our brain?
Races related, yeah.
Oh my god. Like, actually, I've got, pulls out giant scroll.
I mean, what made me like really intimidated to wear Gambit is because the first time I decided to cosplay without something covering my face, it was a character called Dante from Devil May Cry. It's one of my favorite video games and manga. And he's a white dude. And he has a twin, a white twin, you know. And I thought nothing of it. I was like, let me just try it. It was at Comic-Con one year. And I went out, and there was all I got, I swear to God, more than five. Hey, a black Dante.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, the ones that were stupid, like, oh, Seth Roth? Is that Cloud? It's like, yeah, I don't give a crap about that. People don't know their shit. But to get that just, like, the race first and then the character, it's just like, I'm not African-American, I'm American. I'm just, you know, I have roots of half Italian, half Creole. So it's like, but it really got to me. And I went back upstairs to my room and took it off.
No,
and,
yeah. Gave it, no.
Yeah,
no.
Didn't wear it. I wore it to an anime LA one year, and that was fine. Because there's a lot of mixture of people. They're doing all kinds of different cosplays from Pokemon to whatever. So,
yeah.
But yeah, didn't wear it again out in public. So, yeah.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah. It, like, there doesn't need to be a descriptor before the character. You're just the character. Yeah. You don't have to be the girl version of that or the black version of that. It's just I'm the character. Like, it's fine. It's cosplay. We're literally just dressing up. You don't have to be this specific thing. Like,
also, it's not hard to walk 10 steps away and say that to your friend and not, like, out loud within earshot of the person.
Right. Very out loud.
Like, you're allowed to, like, take a second and be like, oh my gosh, look at that Gambit cosplay. Yeah. Walk 10 steps and be like, I think it's really cool that he's black and he's, you know what I mean? Like, just, you know, get away from the earshot, you know? Like, because you can talk about people when they're not around.
I promise that the people that you're talking about know who they are. Like, you don't need to tell them who they are.
No, really?
They have a mirror. Like,
right? It's white Nurse Joy. Gee, thank you. Thanks. Thank you so much. Oh, I wasn't aware. I feel like recently the only one that's, like, coming to my mind that is a bit negative, and maybe it's just the way I was perceiving it at that point, is kind of like the comparison game of when I first debuted, like, my full body armored Samus that, like, I didn't make, and I've never pretended to have made or 3D printed it. Like, I've been very upfront about that. And it was at WonderCon, so it was a bit of a smaller con, and nobody cared. Like, I don't know what happened with Metroid during that season, but, like, nobody cared at all. Like, and I don't know if it was just the audience that year, low attendance, but, like, I really loved the Dread armor, so that's why I didn't do, like, the typical orange. And I tried it at San Diego that year as well. And again, like, no one really cared. Like, no one really got excited. And, like, there was a couple of people that, like, took photos and stuff. But I felt very, like, wow, okay, whatever. Like, maybe it's just a slow day. Like, in the moment, I kind of brushed it off. But then the next day, I went as, like, Articuno at San Diego. And I remember the day after at WonderCon, I went as something a little more revealing. And it was insane how long the lines were. And, like, my Articuno had, like, a choker that kind of looked a little spicier. It wasn't actually, like, a spicy prop, but, like, had that kind of, like, vibe to it. Because it was, like, leather and it was, like, you know, choker. And I felt just, like, very, my eyes were opened to a lot of the cosplayers that don't get as much attention when they're fully dressed in something impressive and really cool and not even niche, but they don't get the long lines compared to when we wear Vampirella or Red Sonja or anything that's a little bit more scandalous. And that's, like, I hate to say that it's a negative story, when in the end it really kind of, like, opened my eyes to the women or other cosplayers that kind of get mad at this situation, where it's like, why is everybody, like, flocking to line up for them just because they have more skin showing? And initially I was like, I don't get why they feel that way. Like, ugh. And then when it happened to me, I understood it. So it kind of fortunately became a sad moment for me, unfortunately, but in the end I really learned something from it. And I went to Ontario, it was Comic-Con Revolution, and all of my Samus merch sold out. So I was like, okay, so it's not that we don't know what Samus is. It's not that she's not popular.
No.
It was just the wrong crowd two times in a row.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like I've weirdly grown from that experience. But in the moment, I was kind of like, don't you see my arm cannon? Like, aren't you impressed? Don't you see? Like, this is like a Lego thing built around my butt. Like, don't.
I look really cool. I'm a lady in armor. Like, that's a huge, like, everyone loves a lady in armor, okay?
Yeah, oh, hell,
like,
yeah.
Care, I mean, a little bit.
I think it's, like, This year I realized it's just the niche. You gotta like pick your poison.
Yeah.
So if it's anime, it's anime. Like I went to Level Up. It was my first time going to Level Up and it was like awesome. It was all video game stuff. And I was wearing Dante and it just happened to be because of Netflix and, you know, the cartoons out. And, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of Devil May Cries. Like a lot. More than I've ever seen. It was just so amazing. But if I would have worn something else like Red Hood or a Mandalorian, just would not make any sense or got that much hype. But I got a lot of like, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture? I'm like, yeah, okay. It felt good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But dude, Metroid would have been bomb. It would have been like the highlight. You would have like blew Cutie Pie and like Yaya Han out of the water.
Okay.
And just walked. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Like Cutie Pie did what's her name from Rivals? The one with the big sword.
Magic?
Oh. Magic, yeah.
I saw it.
Yeah.
She's such a good magic.
It's pretty, it was pretty amazing. And Yaya Han, she did some of her stuff too. And she did some Star Wars at the end, the last day. They both did Ahsoka and Sabine Wren. But that was a con for it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
it is, you hit the nail on the head. It is very crucial to know about the con that you're going to and consider like what's popular in the media currently. Mm-hmm. Because it does kind of make or break whether, you know, if your goal is to get a lot of photos with people, that is something you have to like consider is like what's popular. But also I've seen it really backfire where they did like a huge Hasbun Hotel meetup at Dragon Con. And Adam and I happened to wear it on the same day that they were doing that. And like, we don't really do like the big meetups because when you go, like we went to the Fallout one at Dragon Con, people don't really like talk to each other about the love of the game or anything. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody being competitive to like fight their way towards the front of the group photo.
Yeah.
Like it's really toxic for some reason. At least at Dragon Con, the one we went to was like, people were real weird about it. So we were like, we're probably not going to do the group photos anymore. But, we were hoping like to kind of talk to more people about like the love of the game and the show and everything. And at Dragon Con, when we both wore Alistair and Charlie, it's like that day we hardly like no one cared.
Yeah.
And we were like, what's going on? Like, you know, we have like cool outfits. Like why, what's going on? Like we wanted to meet other people and talk to other people. And it was because like everybody had seen 85 million Alistairs that day.
Yeah.
So it kind of like, it's so make or break in those moments, depending on what's important to you.
Yeah. Well, the trend too, because like Deadpool is, you see 1,000 Deadpools, you see 1,000 good Deadpools now. And then the Jack Sparrows, then the Joker, the Heath Ledger Joker, mm-hmm. and then back in the old days, it was the Crow, Brandon Lee's Crow. So it depends on what's more manufactured. You see 1,000 times, like Hasbun Hotel is badass.
Yeah,
when I see somebody rock like a Hollister or like anybody, that's like even a Husk, a good Husk.
Mm-hmm.
With the contacts and everything, I'm like, okay, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might see him like a dime a dozen, like that Baldur's Gate game that came out. What was it called?
Borderlands?
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate.
Yeah,
these, you know.
I see 1,000 of those groups, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. But then you see the one that's like, whoa, stands out. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? That's what I like to see, even though it's like trending right now. But like, where's the one that stands out? Like
yeah.
the Ironmans with it, and they move, everything moves, you know? It's like, everything's robotic and lights up. Like, those are badass, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you're, like, a maker or something, like, and you're making something that everyone is making.
Yeah.
Like, it is really important to try to make your costume in a way where it is going to be pretty unique because mm-hmm. it's made by you and it's not something that you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, like, if people all make it exactly the same way it's always made,
yeah.
right? Like, if you can just like tweak design details and like add like your own personal flair in there, you can be the person that's like, oh, that one stood out to me
yeah.
because it was a little bit different, unique to that person. Wow. So a million Alistairs in the world, but that one Alistair
yeah.
with that one thing was really cool.
Yeah,
I saw
yeah.
him with a microphone that worked. It changed his voice.
Wow.
That's really cool.
That was dope. And it light up in his face and everything. He had the teeth in. I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Adams is awesome. He has the right frame for it, so you know.
Yeah.
Honestly, he really I like really love when we go to cons together because he is an actor. He like becomes the character. Like I think my favorite thing that him and I do together is when he does Shaggy. Because he will just say the most ridiculous stuff to people. And he cracks me up. He makes me laugh so much.
Oh my God. I gotta see that.
Yeah, we need to, because we did it all last season, so we'll probably give it a break this go around.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always next year. Yeah. We'll pull it out. Yeah. We'll do something.
It's like a, you know, little Halloween, like, jaunt around as the Scooby Gang somewhere. Yeah. Be cute.
Yeah, definitely. I do still want to do, like, an Oops All Velma group at some point.
Oh, my God. That would be so
cute. Same thing with, like, Oops All Vampirella. Like, yes. All of us LA baddies, like, the groups are great. We're all the same thing but a little different. It's like, yes. I like it. But so what's your negative story?
Well, I've got a few, but one that I think I always come back to, like, that always really stands out to me, because of how, like, heinous and ridiculous it was, ironically enough, was in Vampirella.
Is it the did you tell the story on here before?
Did I tell the story on here before? At Comic-Con 2023,
where they did the grope around.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Okay, I did. Yeah, yeah. I did tell this story before. Oh my God, I need fresh material. I guess
that's okay. Well, maybe don't ask for fresh material.
Well, so I have an update on that one.
Oh, okay. Update.
So it's not really an update, but like it's kind of like a continuation. So like, I don't know if I told you, but like that like guy like emailed me after the fact.
What?
Yeah, and I didn't respond to him because I was like, you don't like warrant a response from me. But like for context, everyone, so in Vampirella SDCC, if you didn't see the original video that I talked to, I was wearing Vampirella and some butthead. Am I allowed to say that?
You can swear. We'll bleep it.
Okay. Some.
Accent.
Some guy, some man
doesn't even swear. I'm like, we'll bleep it, and you're like,
huh. You can bleep the word man.
Some kid, there you go.
And you know who you are. I bet you're watching it too.
Oh no!
He grabbed me right in on the chest area, very blatantly, and I dressed him down and I got con security, and I don't remember if he like actually got escorted off or if they caught him, but he sent me an email later and was just like, oh, by the way, I know that you really like, you're going to hate me forever and that's okay. And I'm really sorry. It's just a blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you don't like, I'm not going to respond to you. It's like what your actions were don't warrant a response.
Yeah.
But then, okay. So I thought that in my whole heart and soul, I would remember this man, like it was like in my DNA. I would remember his face, but apparently not, because he took a picture with me at WonderCon and he grazed my booty in Harley to wrap his arm around me and did the same dig in at my waist that he did. And when he touched me, I felt it. Like, I felt it in my body.
You felt it in your soul.
I was like, danger, oh, that's
danger.
Him.
That man.
But I didn't look at his face because I was looking at the camera, because you know how sometimes you disassociate when you're in the costume all day and everything hurts and you're just like, I gotta take this picture with this person. Okay. Happy, happy, happy. All right. Yay. And it's not like we hate it, right? It's really fun. It's just sometimes you gotta just like shut down a little bit because you're uncomfortable. You're wearing shoes and a wig and it hurts, right? So it's not that I don't want to take the photos, because I do want to take the photos.
And it's not personal. It's just, you know, we get to do the worst part of like a celebrity's job sometimes where it's like, that's why celebrities hire doppelgangers, because they don't want to stand and take photos of people for hours and hours and hours.
No.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
We like getting paid for it.
I love it. So it's so fun. But sometimes, you know, when you're uncomfortable, you just kind of like disassociate. You're just like, I'm just head empty, only photo, right? And so he definitely reached around, grazed my booty. And, you know, my Harley is a little bit cheeks out, grazed the booty, gripped me. And then I was like, oh, I have to still be here for this photo. So I was still looking at the camera person. And then as he was walking away, I looked up at him and I was like, that was him.
Oh, my God.
And it was him. And everyone was walking that way. We were all like late to something.
Uh-huh.
So we were all walking that way. And I was like, he's going the opposite direction. I think he's leaving. So I was like, I guess I got to just let it go. Because he didn't do anything as heinous as he did the first time. But I was like, why are you still in these places? And I really wish I had had the more presence of mind to like really be there in that moment. Because I would have just gone and gotten con security.
For sure.
But it, like, even though he didn't do anything to me, I mean, he kind of did. But it could have been an accident, right? It's like one of those things where it could have been an accident. But you usually know when it's an accident, right? Like, I know when it's an accident and when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like very, it was very that. So, yeah, that's a little update on that.
Ooh, that makes me so mad.
I was like, in my feels about it for like the next hour or two. I was just like
seething.
Do you have a picture of this guy?
No.
Oh man.
Darn I know because I don't usually have my phone on me because I have nowhere to put it. Right. So usually I either have my handlers have it or you know it's lost somewhere in a boot or something.
We should have your handlers to take a picture.
Yeah.
With their phone. With everybody you take a picture with. So if that does happen, you blow it up. You make wanted posters.
That's a good idea.
You know what? I mean, because I wanted to post some stuff on my show and be like, don't talk to this person. Don't work with this photographer. Like, I want to put him out in the woodwork so like, people don't absolutely, you know, accidentally go with him and become a victim. Yep. You know? We do this to the one guy that we don't like, but this is one of Chrissy's thingamajiggers, but this guy is known and hated everywhere, so it's like he can't step foot anywhere without knowing he's like, hey, this guy's a problem.
Yeah, I really wish I would have had a
I support that. I'll help you guys out any way I can. I'll maybe make t-shirts. Wanted groper.
See, it's such an interesting thing because it's so easy to ask the cosplayer, may I put my arm around you? And I will tell you right here, right now, there is a 99% chance I will say yes. Like, there, it's very rarely, when I'm dressed as a Disney princess, very different for me because I go by Disney rules. And so I'll give you a suggested pose instead because I don't think it's appropriate to be wrapping your arm around Jasmine. Like, come on. Let's have a little decorum, have a little class. But, like, all you had to do is ask.
Yep.
And, like, if somebody's listening and, like, maybe is thinking that this could be them in some scenarios, if you're asking, you're off the hook.
Yeah.
Because we can say no. We can vouch for ourselves and say like, oh, I would rather you pose like this. Like there are polite ways to say no. And I encourage you that if you ask another cosplayer and they say no to you, ask the other ones too. You know what I mean? Like it should be part of your like, hi, I love your cosplay. Officer Jenny is my favorite. May I take a photo with you? Yeah, I'd love that. Blah, blah, blah. Do you mind if I put my arm around you?
And have then I a can script. Say yes or no.
Right? I hover.
I have a script.
And I hover. I say hover, hover, hover. Keep your hand away
I always
from
do it.
Do it like that.
You're a hoverer?
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's safer that way.
I don't mind when people touch me if you ask first, right? Like if I'm sitting there and I'm about to pose with you and you're like, can I put my arm around you? I'm like, yeah, totally. But I usually don't touch them unless I need stability.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I'm gonna fall or something. But like I typically just like leave my hand hovering above the like shoulder of their back area. Because I don't really want to like make you feel like I'm also touching you inappropriately because I didn't ask you if I could touch you. You asked me, which like that doesn't necessarily mean it goes both ways. But like I'm a big hover hander. I'm like especially also with like if I'm in like a more like family friendly outfit and there's like little children, I'm very much like, I'm not gonna touch the child.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? So like I'm a big hover hand guy.
See, I do one better where it's like I try to keep my hands in all of the photos. Because Disney has a big rule about that too, where it's like no matter what you're dressed as, your hands should always be seen in the photos because then parents can't claim, people can't claim that you were doing anything wonky.
Yeah.
So I'll either give them like a pose where it's like both their hands are in the frame or I'll do like both of my hands on their shoulder because that way you're still seeing them and it's not like a weird pose. And even I've kind of made part of my script because like I have a rolling script in my head where it's like we interact, we talk, maybe I'll do the character voice, do something silly, we'll do the pose together. And if they do ask me, I always make sure to thank them. And I've noticed, like, Chrissy started picking up on this, like, script that I have. And she'll do it, too, where somebody will come in, we'll take they'll ask, can I put my arm around you? We'll say, yeah, do the pose. And then we'll be like, oh, and thank you for asking. And I think it's just, like, a great, easy little button, makes them feel good about asking, and it gives them the encouragement to keep asking if that's a pose they want to do.
Positive reinforcement.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with asking. Normally I will say yes unless I'm, like, extremely bare and I'm overstimulated. Like, if too many people have been touching me that day, I'm like, no, thank you.
I feel like it's weird in Vampirella. And, like, same thing with Red Sonja. Like, because I was, like, taped into my outfit at WonderCon.
Yeah.
I was like, normally I would totally say yes. But if you bump me the wrong way, my chainmail will fall on the ground.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
When it becomes an issue of maintaining a propriety, The no touchy.
Right? Maintaining propriety. I like that.
Proprietor.
Oh, man. I want to do, like, a fancy cosplay with you where we just talk in, like, fancy accents all day or, like, in ball gowns or something.
Yes.
Although we won't get as much attention, but it'll be great.
See, the what you do is that you just make it so big and frivolous that people are like, oh, I have to go take a picture of that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I know. We need to do kind of like a beautiful, like gorgeous, like elegant kind of moment. Yes. And I know we've talked about like Disney princesses and like something big and ridiculous, but mm-hmm. I don't know. We have some other ones we need to do first.
Yeah.
We got some
brewing ideas.
We got some plans.
We got some money.
Yeah, but we're always open to suggestions, so maybe on this episode you could leave us some comments down below. Yeah. I did have a situation, to keep going on our negative DeLulu, now that I've thought about it. I did have somebody at LACC last year that, like, came behind my booth and grabbed me on the waist. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that person went to your booth, but they were notorious hip grabbers when you were, like... Like, the person would go to, like, grab a photo and, like, go to sign it, and you kind of, like, lean over a little bit to do that if you're standing.
Yeah.
And they did it to me and another person on the same row as me. And luckily, security at LACC was, like, top-tier phenomenal. That they had just, like, walked by, and I gave them the description of the person. I was like, hey, I'm pretty sure this person meant no harm because they I'm trying to say this, like, really nicely. Like, they clearly have a disability because they were signing, you know, so they weren't able to talk. I was like, so be very gentle with them because I think it's a misunderstanding. But they did come behind my booth and grab me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was while I wasn't looking. It was not appropriate, if you don't mind, like, just letting them know.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, they literally found him trying to do the same thing to someone else.
Mm.
And I remember even, like, looking them in the eyes after they had done it and said, no, not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they knew.
Yeah.
They knew when I had said, no, not okay, and went to try on somebody else. So I didn't feel too bad when they got kicked out. But still, you know, it's sometimes it's a bit of a misunderstanding, but it only goes so far. The misunderstanding can only go so far.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, you can have a lot of empathy for people who might not have the same ability to pick up on social cues and stuff.
Yes.
Like, you know, like, not everyone has that capability, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there does come a time when it's still your responsibility or the responsibility of that person to maintain respectable behavior,
mm-hmm.
whether or not they understand social cues, right? We live in a society, like, you do know that there are rules that you can do things and you can't do things, mm-hmm. right? And so, like, there's a lot of empathy that you can show, but also still be firm in your boundaries because it's still not okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sorry that I paused weirdly when I said disability, just because, like, I meant it in, like, an identifier that they were deaf and they were signing. And I hope nobody took that the wrong way because, like, I also have a disability. It's very different for me. But it is such an interesting world that we live in because we do try to give space for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, you know, give him a chance to do good. And unfortunately, he went and did it to somebody else afterwards.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It's not an excuse, right? Like, there's no excuse there. Mm-hmm. Right?
I believe in sculling them the first time, so they'll remember that.
Oh, oh my God. So maybe write that down in your notes. Don't mess with Cosmo.
I'm just like, I don't like to beat around the bush or be a kitty, anything. It's kind of like a firm, like, discipline. It's like, hey, what are you doing? Don't do that. What are you, crazy? Where's your common sense? Like, just make a thing out of it. So they'll, like, I don't want to be put in that situation again because I don't know if the person that I might do it to will blow up just like that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary and it is kind of wrong, but it works for me and it puts people in their place and they apologize later.
I disagree. I don't think it's wrong at all. I think you snapping at somebody like that, it shakes them out of their routine of doing it.
Okay.
Because that's what happened with you with the Vampirella situation. Like, he came up and groped you essentially and then you belittled him in front of people.
Yeah,
which I think, like, you're suggesting, I think it's okay because they did the thing to you first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as long as you're not hitting right away, you know, if you're not violence.
Yeah,
no violence.
Just,
but if you're verbally, like, saying, like, hey, that's not okay, or like when I said no, not okay, it's like, I think that they did it to you first.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, invoked, went outside of your comfort zone. So I think it's okay to use verbal
I look at it as like when the mom is yelling at the kid in the grocery yes. store mm-hmm. and it's loud and obnoxious and they stop right there in the middle of everything. It's just like, yeah, make a scene. Gotta make a scene. Mm-hmm.
Gotta make I a mean, scene. You are allowed to defend yourself and your boundaries yeah. in a public space when they're being violated by somebody's actions, right? Like, you are allowed to do that because mm-hmm. somebody is overstepping your boundaries mm-hmm. in a polite and respectful way. Even if it's loud, doesn't mean that it's impolite or uncalled for, right? It's still, you're defending yourself.
I still have a picture of that guy from two LA Comic Cons ago.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot you were around for that.
Yeah. I still have a picture of that guy. I was like, if I ever see that guy again, I'd be like, okay, warning. This guy, be careful. I'll do it in public. Yeah. Even if he's walking.
He gets let in every year. Like, you know, they throw him out, but they don't really like keep tabs. Unless it's like, I don't think I've ever seen a convention actually ban somebody. Have you?
I guess not permanently, no. Not that I've seen myself happen. I've heard other people get denied their badges, but I've never seen it happen.
Okay.
There's like America Most Wanted kind of like thing at most cons mm-hmm. that people do look for because they ask you for your ID and all this stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And when they type in your name, it's kind of like at bars, when you see that yellow thing that the door guy swipes your ID card, it's not just to see if you're 21, but it's also to see if you have anything prior to you, like record-wise.
Really?
Like, were you an offender? Were you drunking? Do you have a DUI problem? Mm. So it's there's a lot that goes into it just besides, like, I'm scanning your ID because, you know, you don't look 21. But there's a lot of things that go into it. So when you do that for cons and get your tickets, they ask for, like, your ID. Mm-hmm. So not just to match the badge, make sure you're the person picking up your own badge, mm-hmm. but... what else is in there? What
how
else
problematic are you?
But it depends on like how problematic are you. So it's like you know, mm-hmm. if it's something like that kid, then it's like, well, hopefully you learn a lesson this time. Hopefully you learn this lesson this time.
Yeah, it's such an interesting thing. I hope they do actually, like you say, like ban people permanently because if they're showing signs of bad behavior repeatedly. Mm-hmm. Might be time for them to not go.
I feel like there's a lot of like consideration that conventions can give to their you know attendees in mm-hmm. terms of safety. That if somebody is a repeated offender in a specific thing, like they should not be allowed to have access to that you know event mm-hmm. because they're causing problems for people. And if they're doing it to multiple people, like you know. And how many people are able or willing to stand up for themselves in that moment, right? Mm-hmm. So many people get scared and so they shut down. Like, that used to happen to me when somebody would be inappropriate to me years and years and years ago, like 10 years ago when I was like a baby cosplayer. Mm-hmm. I would just shut down and be like, I guess this is what I deserve for wearing this outfit, which is super problematic and super like, you know, self-victim blaming. It wasn't even my fault. Like,
right.
It's their fault. It's their responsibility to control themselves and behave in an appropriate way.
I think we might have to take it over to Patreon, though, because we've been here for a bit. The title is, Am I the A-hole for being embarrassed of my girlfriend's cosplay?
Oh, this one's going to be juicy.
I know. I'm kind of like, oh, man. Do I want to read it now? You know what? We'll switch on over to the Patreon. But... thank you all so much for joining us on this Delulu Canoe episode. Thank you so much, Ashlyn Day, for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me again.
Where can everybody find you?
You can find me on all of the places as Ashlyn Day, except for Twitter, because Twitter is _Ashlyn_Day. Somebody has my full one. I don't know. Everywhere else is just Ashlyn Day and everywhere else. On the internet.
Woo, there you go. And also, don't forget to check out Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Yes, Cosmo Network. New episode, Jackie's Kitchen, and Fan Film Reactions every Thursday. The Cosmo Show's taking a break, but I'll be live on those days. So come hang out with me, talk to me, get to know me.
Check it out. Also, don't forget to check out Darewares, because you're already here on YouTube, and you might as well watch my other channel as well. But on that note, thank you all so much for joining us again in the canoe ride. And don't forget to stay Delulu because it's the Salulu. Bye. Hear my rubber. Wait, my like latex outfit.
I got squeaky boots though.
Ooh.
Yes, the mic. Is the mic going to pick up these squeaky boots?
I think so. I went to move and I could hear it all happening. Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe for that sound.